Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Now, Friday rolling around as it does, Nevin in front of me as always. Nevin, you brought a gift.
How generous am I?
That's Scottish shortbread in time for...
No, it's not just that, it's simply better Scottish shortbread.
Oh, and better than the other stuff.
No.
This is rich and crumbly, like yourself.
But they're famous for their shortbread, rich and crumbly.
Like yourself. That's very kind.
Thank you.
We need coffee, though, for this one. Do we need something to keep it going?
Sure, you know, Ian might pop out and get us one.
We just popped down to South Great George Street and get a cup of coffee.
Listen
to me. Welcome. Thank you for the bickies.
Oh, pleasure.
We'll hopefully get some coffee and we'll enjoy it. So, what's today? Okay. As if I didn't know.
No. Well, you know it's a big weekend.
It surely is.
We're celebrating everything Irish. I was going to do a simple Irish stew, which is probably one of the first dishes I would have made with my mother. She would have used kind of shoulder of lamb and slow, you could put in a slow cooker.
Yeah.
You know, people will be at the parades now over the weekend and Monday. And it's a great celebration of everything that's good about Ireland. You know, we've great meat. I'm going to do an Irish tea bread too.
Okay.
And you will really, really like this one, Seawell, because there's a splash of Irish whiskey in
it. Come here to me. Would you? Are you open the weekend?
Yeah, we are. We're going to be open as always, but we're closed on the Monday. So we are, and reopening Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We'll have a nice St. Paddy's Day. What about yourself?
Are you dressing up? You've got the parade.
I dress
thing?
Up every day.
I know that. But have you got the.
We have.
Do you have a parade in Black Lion?
We have a wee parade in Black Lion and Belcoo because it's just right on the border.
Of course.
So it's nice.
Of course.
So it'll be good fun.
And do you take part in the parade?
Gosh, listen, you never know. We will.
No, that's a question I'm asking you. This is like trying to get a politician to answer a question. Well, do you take part in it?
Well, we're a local business, so of course we'll be involved, absolutely.
Right.
And the family will be there, so it'll be a bit of fun.
But you know, I thought you might be kind of dressed up as a Pirate of the Caribbean.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
I'll just go me chef gear.
Yeah, your chef gear, and you could have a slab of meat.
A slab of meat.
And throw it out to the people.
I like it.
Anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day.
And you too, and to all your listeners, and it is a great weekend. You know, I've been over in America, been cooking over there over the years, and you'd be so proud. We're a small country, but by God, it's well celebrated.
So you're over in America, making America fat again, right?
No, I was showcasing the best of Irish produce.
Of course you were.
Which we try and do every Friday morning with you, isn't that right?
You've been doing that for a long time.
I grew up at it, you know.
I mean, you've been there promoting it for a long time, away outside of Ireland.
Well, true. And it's lovely, because we do have great food, and we're going to talk about a simple ingredient, Irish stew, which is a wholesome, good, and I think a lovely kind of comfort food that you can make a day or two ahead. And
tis, of course.
I just love it.
So you're saying you made this with your mum?
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely.
Okay. Now, she always used shoulder of lamb.
Did she?
Can use neck of lamb. You would never use the loin because that's an expensive cut. So you cook it low and slow in a slow cooker or in a little casserole pot if you want to. So Marty, you don't brown off the meat, which is interesting. You're actually going to poach it in some stock. We're going to put in some pearl barley, which is lovely, and it gives lovely texture, and it's lovely in a soup, pearl barley. So it's a great little store cupboard ingredient.
Right.
Potatoes, lots of potatoes cut into chunks, not too small. Carrots too, and we've cut them nice and thick. See the way I've explained carrots in the recipe, thickly sliced. So don't cut them too small. Your boneless lamb, the shoulder can be cut into nice big cubes, nice big chunks. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to put in a little bit of smoked bacon. So this all goes into your slow cooker, which is fantastic. You're going to cover it with some stock, and then we're going to put in a little bit of fresh thyme, or you could use rosemary. Yeah. Rosemary and lamb, as you know, is a classic.
And leeks as well.
Leeks would be great. Absolutely. Leeks, onion, you can use garlic in this if you want to. You cover this, and you bring it. Slow cookers are very different way of cooking. It could take, like in a slow cooker, 4 to 5 hours, whereas in a casserole pot, you'd put it in, you skim off any impurities, that means any impurities that come from the lamb, just skim that off at the top, and you let that slowly cook, either in the oven or on the hob.
Your mum would have done it in the oven.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
She would have low and slow in a casserole pot, probably for about maybe 2.5 hours,
I'd say, a good two hours.
And this would be served with a big bowl of buttery mash, which is hard to beat.
Oh.
Well, I suppose, hold on now, when you're thinking of it, if your potatoes there, but you know, with too much mash.
Never too much mash.
I love it.
I can't believe I said never too much mash.
Can I tell you a good story?
It's a wonderful thing.
I used to be in the Scouts when I was very young, myself and my twin. We had this cooking competition, and it was in Garrison, which was about 20 minutes from Black Lion, and I was cooking Irish stew, and then one of the judges came along and he said, to me, if you're expecting that to cook, it's going to take 3 to 4 hours. You've cut the carrots far too thick. You've cut the meat. Everything was cut really, really rustic. I mean, cooking on an open fire.
Oh, right, okay.
So So he kind
wasn't
of
wrong. Then.
Well, I kind of went. I failed on it. To be absolutely truthful with you. But little did I know. Well, I knew I wanted to be a chef, but that I was going to start off there. But it's just such a comfort food. And Marty, so you cook it low and slow until it melts in the mouth. You finish it with some lovely herbs, as I said, some thyme, parsley, and then just serve that with crusty bread. Or
do you know what fascinates me? That's Irish stew. All around the world, there are versions of this.
Unbelievable.
In each, they have their own take, don't they?
You are so right. It's like drinking Guinness too.
Yes.
They all have their own twist.
They have their own twist on it.
And that's what makes food exciting. I mean, like recipes, you know, they're kind of like a recipe. They're only guidelines. You can substitute and explain.
And would stew have been, it would have been the food of those who weren't well off, wouldn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
And you were lowering stuff into
Well, that is a very good point. And that's why you're using what we call a lesser used cut.
Yes.
The shoulder. The shank. Shank of lamb is one of the greatest cuts.
Yeah.
And I know you could take or leave lamb, couldn't you?
Yeah, honestly. But I'm getting better at it.
Are you?
No, okay.
That's good to hear. Because I think we've got really good in Ireland, in fairness to the farmers, we can produce really good lamb all year round. It used to be very seasonal, and then we got a little bit strong, whatever, but not anymore.
Right.
You definitely have it down to a T. The lamb that I use with Simply Better is the Connemara Hill lamb. So, excuse the expression, but it's a little black-faced lamb, hardy little lamb, and it's the best lamb I think I've ever tasted.
Right,
it's absolutely
You've been
fantastic.
Talking about that before.
Yeah, and they're fed in herbs and wild herbs and greenery and that, but they're up the mountains. They're working, Marty. They have to fight for their food and food. And
vegetarians have an apoplexy at the moment. Before we go any further, where do you get this lamb?
So the Connemara,
I don't know where it's from, but where do you buy it?
Well, the Connemara Hill lamb, that's with Simply Better.
You can get it.
But, you know, your local butcher with a beautiful Irish lamb, once it's be a quality assured, that's what you're looking for.
Okay.
Keep everyone happy.
So now you've had the Irish stew. You're sitting there and your stomach is distended. You're being
satisfied. Will we satisfied, say satisfied? Yeah. Is that the word?
Big fat tummy. And you're saying, I love something else.
What about an Irish tea bread? How does that sound
Irish
to you?
Irish tea bread.
With lots of
butter. You've gone total St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I thought, I was kind of thinking, will I do a dessert? No. I'll do something because the thing is that you're out and about, you don't have much time. Well, I think so. You don't have much time in the kitchen.
Sure.
So your stew can be made a day or two ahead. You warm that up when you
Absolutely.
When you come back from the bread.
Yeah.
And the tea bread can be made a couple of days ahead, which is fantastic. Now, you're going to love this. And why? Because there's whiskey in this, Marty.
I don't drink whiskey.
What do you know?
But I take the drop. I take the odd drop for...
you're not feeling well.
But I'm not feeling well. For medicinal purposes, one would be inclined to take a dram, as they say,
with
the Scottish shortbread.
Yeah. Oh,
a dram. I would take a... No.
I'm very small. Okay, Marty.
You can't drink wine with stew. It just doesn't really work.
Yeah, that's true.
Milk.
Milk. You love your milk.
Our friend from the fridge.
The best. And full fat, isn't it?
Full fat, cold
well
milk
done.
From
I
the
love
fridge.
This man.
No nonsense.
Okay, Marty, this is a lovely kind of a tea brack and
yes.
It can keep really, really well. So we're using sultanas, we're using currants or raisins, it can be either. Some glacé cherries, they're already kind of like crystallised cherries.
Oh, yes.
And then some mixed peel. Now, the key into this is to soak it with some hot tea and then a splash of whiskey. So you soak it, if you can soak it overnight, or at least for a few hours, I'll tell you what happens, the fruit plumps up. And this is going to make like a 2-pound loaf tin, so it makes a nice big tin. So Marty... We've soaked our fruits overnight. My mother used to cover it with a tea towel.
That's
in the bowl.
That's right, I remember that.
Yeah, and then stir it and then cover it.
Not that I remember your mother, I remember my mother.
They're the childhood memories.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what makes
the
connection with food and everything really special.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, in a mixing bowl, we're going to mix up a little bit of course, some butter, some beautiful Irish butter, and then self-raising flour goes in there, so it does, and then one egg, so you're going to beat this all together so you're, and you're making your kind of batter for your cakes here. We're going to put a little bit of honey into it, which is interesting.
Nice. Yeah.
So you're going to mix this all together.
That's
which is
unusual,
really, really
isn't
lovely.
It?
You preheat
the honey
at 150.
No, the honey is unusual.
The honey actually gives lovely the sweetness.
Yeah.
It does. But I also have muscovado sugar.
Rawr.
What did he say? It's
muscovado.
A lovely kind of a light kind of a brown sugar in this. Pardon me, and you mix this all together. So it's a one kind of, you don't even need an electric mixer. You can just stir everything through into the bowl because the fruits have plumped up, remember that.
Yes.
So there'll be no liquid. They'll have absorbed the tea and they'll have absorbed the whiskey. And I'm winking at Marty when I'm saying just a small wee spoonful of whiskey.
Absorbed.
You could use Cool Swan, an Irish cream liqueur, which is lovely.
That would give it a different
flavour. You could use Bolt.
Flavor.
Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
And what you do then, you put it into your greased loaf tin, which is a £2 at 150, and it's going to take about an hour and a half to bake. So it's quite a dense bread. It's not a really light bread, but it's really rich and gorgeous. And it's a bread that will keep the Irish tea bread. It really does keep very, very well.
Lovely.
So you put your skewer into the centre. If it comes out kind of clean and there's no kind of gooey batter, is a proper way to describe it, then it's coot.
Okay.
Leave it in the tin to cool for about 10 minutes and then unmould it onto a cooling rack. And then what we do is you brush the top with the honey when it comes out of the oven. So you do. So you brush it, that gives it a lovely glaze. Completely cool it, and you love this. Slice it, lots of lovely butter. Serve it with a big warm cup of tea. And sure, does life get any better?
Don't you see, that's perfect.
Do you know?
That's perfection
isn't it?
Itself.
And it's simple, but it's delicious.
Yeah, with the
so we're using good Irish tea, Barry's, I think. I don't remember doing a tasting down in Cork. It's really interesting seeing them
taste.
They have
black tea.
Yeah.
Black box. It's stronger, I think.
It is.
It's lovely.
It is. I must say, I think Barry's tea is one of the best.
There are other teas.
Yes.
But we're just favouring the Barry's. Go on.
Well, it's what I drink at home, you know.
Yeah, we do.
Whatever you're used to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I do like tea, but I think it's so. Soaking the fruits, I couldn't emphasise how important that is.
Yes.
You know, it plumps them up, gets them softer, put a little bit of whiskey. When you cook it out, don't be worrying, kids will love this. Sometimes they're not big fans of fruitcake, so that, but this is a lovely, lovely, with a nice big butter. And Marty, when it gets a little bit kind of old after a few days, you can toast it in the toaster, or you can make a bread and butter pudding.
Oh, that's very good.
So this is your bread, and then your custard. Wouldn't that be nice?
Not a crumb left in Cavan.
How does that sound for you now?
Not a crumb left in Cavan. That's very good. And I'm thinking St. Patrick's Weekend, Irish stew, Irish tea bread, Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. We play that.
Oh,
Paul
wow.
Brady. Wouldn't that be good?
Lovely.
Paul
brilliant.
Brady, yeah, it's great. And his take on it is brilliant. Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore.
You know, isn't there some amazing Irish artists, as you know, better than anyone? You know the music better than anyone.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
There's some great of the past and currently, and getting better and better. And there's some really good artists that we play. And you're blown away by them.
And have you any plans for the weekend yourself?
The green socks, I think, will be the start of everything.
The green socks
from today, and then we work our way through it. And then by Sunday,
lovely.
It'll be Paddy's Green Shamrock.
Well, we'd always go to Mass in the morning, and then what we do is then go to the parade.
You mean Sunday or Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
And then it's for the children.
We're closed, which is fantastic, and great for the staff.
Yeah, and you can take the time. And
to remind all our staff to turn up Tuesday, please. We are really
nice. Would you do me a favour? Would you send me a picture of you at the parade or on the parade? Because if you're on a float, I want to see it.
You'd love that, wouldn't you?
I don't.
I might burst afloat.
Hang on a second.
Go on.
Burst afloat.
The Grand Marshal.
You wear the Grand Marshal on it
in Black Lion.
Yeah.
No.
Why? Who else? I'd like to protest to the people of Black Lion now, officially. This man should be the Grand Marshal.
You're a very funny man.
Why aren't you? That's ridiculous. Who is the Grand Marshal?
I don't know.
Well, that's my point entirely. No one knows. Here's Paddy Green Shamrock Shore.
Have a great weekend, everyone. See you, Marty.
Right. Good luck.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunstore's Simply Better. Dunstore's Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.